Morning, everybody.
Cold, isn't it?
So welcome to our morning worship on this special day, Advent. So, Happy New Year. Yeah, so it is Advent. We have our Advent ring. Annette is going to do the deed. We all know which day it is. Thank you.
Yeah, well done. I just challenged myself and went, is it the Patreon?
Perfect. Thank you. Not much in the way of notices today, but just two things. To recommend to you the Christmas Tree Festival up at Holy Trinity. If you have seen it, you'll know it's brilliant. If you haven't, and something to look forward to. But you only have today to see it, so I do recommend that. And many of you here looking around will remember John Meppam, who died recently. His funeral is here on Friday at 11 o'clock. Take a moment of quiet to prepare ourselves for worship. Grace, mercy and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
And also with you.
This is the day that the Lord has made. We'll start our worship by singing. Our first hymn is number 347. Lo, he comes with clouds descending. Stand to sing.
Thank you.
just want to kneel for our confession. Before God, with the people of God, I confess my brokenness to the ways I wound my life, the lives of others, and the life of the world. So may God forgive you, Christ renew you, and the Spirit enable you to grow in love. And our collect prayer for Advent Sunday. Almighty God, give us grace to cast away the works of darkness and to put on the armour of light, now in the time of this mortal life, in which your Son, Jesus Christ, came to us in great humility, that on the last day, when he shall come again in his glorious majesty to judge the living and the dead, we may rise to the life immortal. Through him, who is alive and reigns with you, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. If you'd like to sit, Sue and Marie will read to us from Scripture.
The Old Testament reading is taken from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 33, verses 14 to 16. The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will fulfill the good promise I made to the people of Israel and Judah. In those days, and at that time, I will make a righteous branch sprout from David's line. He will do what is just and right in the land. In those days, Judah will be saved, and Jerusalem will live in safety. This is the name by which it will be called, the Lord, our righteous Saviour. This is the word of the Lord. Thank you.
The New Testament reading is from 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 9 to 13. How can we thank you, God, enough for you in return for all the joy we have in the presence of our God because of you? Night and day we pray most earnestly that we may see you again and supply what is lacking in your faith. Now may our God and Father himself and our Lord Jesus clear the way for us to come to you. May the Lord make your love increase and overflow for each other and for everyone else, just as ours does for you. May he strengthen your hearts so that you will be blameless and holy in the presence of our God and Father when our Lord Jesus comes with all his holy ones. This is the word of the Lord.
It's good to welcome Annette, who's going to preach for us this morning, but before she does that, we'll sing our second hymn, which is number 483, Restore, O Lord. We stand to sing.
Thank you.
Gospel is written in the Gospel of Luke, beginning to read at verse 25 from chapter 21. There will be signs in the sun, moon, and stars. On the earth, nations will be in anguish and perplexity at the roaring and tossing of the sea. Men will faint from terror, apprehension of what is coming on the world, for the heavenly bodies will be shaken. At that time, they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. When these things begin to take place, stand up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. He told them this parable. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. When they sprout leaves, you can see for yourselves, and you know that summer is near. Even so, when you see these things happening, you know that the kingdom of God is near. I tell you the truth, this generation will certainly not pass away until all these things have happened. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. Be careful, or your hearts will be weighed down with dissipation, drunkenness, and the anxieties of life, and that day will close on you unexpectedly like a trap. For it will come upon all those who live on the face of the whole earth. Be always on the watch, and pray that you may be able to escape all that is about to happen, and that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man. This is the word of the Lord. Be to God. Do sit down. Well, I'm going to join with Graham wishing you all a happy new year. I know it seems early. It's not even December, let alone January. But this is the first Sunday of the new year in the church calendar. So here we are in Advent, a season of preparing, a season of getting ready. If we look at the Advent wreath, it's in the shape of a circle. It has no beginning, it has no end. And this reminds us that there is no beginning and no end to God, and that God's love and caring are forever. So the word Advent means coming. And in this season, we think about two things coming. We think about how Jesus came to be with us a long time ago as a tiny little baby, but also how Christ is coming to be with us again. Today's readings are about what is coming down the road towards us, but also about the promise that God has made to us. But what do these promises mean now, in the midst of our very busy lives? A life where children might be expected to be driven here and there. They might be asking for things that we just can't afford. A life where employers ask us to work overtime, and lots of organisation ask for hours of our time, which we really just don't feel that we have. What do these promises about the future mean when we're caught up in trying to do all that we can right here, right now, in the presence? What do they mean when we're struggling to live just one day at a time, and when we're trying to be all things to all people? The promise is the promise of God, the promise of Christ. It's that the future is not going to be like the present. It is that those things that we see that are wrong in this world, those things that we hear of that are evil, will perish away, and that a new heaven and a new earth will come upon us, a heaven and earth of everlasting peace and justice, joy and love. So Jesus says, when the world seems to be falling down around you, don't just fix your eyes on your circumstances. Instead, straighten up.
lift up your head and look to him. Because only when we look to Jesus will we start to see our redemption is drawing near. We will see how God is intervening. Just like Jesus entered the world on Christmas Day in order to save us, to redeem us from our sins, he will enter our lives to deliver us as well. So, whatever's going on this Christmas season, good or not so good, start the day and continue throughout the day by straightening up your body and looking to God. No matter what you're facing, keep looking up. No matter how dark today may seem, keep looking up. Because we know that in every calamity, God is still in control. No matter how bad it gets, God is reminding us that Jesus is coming again. At the centre of the reading from Luke this week is the parable of a fig tree. This parable is not probably what we normally think of when we think of a parable. There really isn't a story per se, which is what we might expect. There is no little lady searching for coins, no sons, no servants, no stewards. But it's really more of an observation, but it's also a warning. It heralds the coming of the Son of Man, calling the listener to have eyes to see the signs all around them and the good sense to be ready. Jesus tells us that there are signs that indicate the arrival, the advent, the presence, the power, and the kingdom of God. Just like when it comes to spring, we see those leaves on a fig tree, such signs can show us that our redemption and our Redeemer. And this is an important part of what we need to be about as children of that kingdom, looking for signs. The coming of the kingdom of God is something we should anticipate with joy rather than fear. In the prayer that Jesus taught us, may your kingdom come. It's a prayer for Jesus to come again, so that he might fully establish the godly kingdom that is only a partial reality in our world today. The coming of the kingdom will be a time when wrongs will be made right. God's people will be redeemed from the things that cause them suffering. The coming of the kingdom will be a turbulent time. Jesus calls us to stay alert and to pray. Prayer will keep us open to receive God's blessings and will focus our spiritual energies to do God's will. It's very easy to become involved in that one thing and forget to look at the signs of God working around us. So this Advent, try to be alert to all what is going on around us. We need to try to understand, to look for those signs that are telling us to look up to God. Advent is the time when we make our spiritual preparations for the coming of Christ by thinking about his return in glory, as promised throughout the New Testament. Father Kavanagh of St. Louis University summarizes the gospel in this beautiful way. Darkening skies, longer nights, announce the winter of life. But the child in us looks for the signs of love in the sky, the rainbows of the fall, the snows that brighten the earth, the arms that reach down to lift us up. We love to light the candle that dispels the dark, and we just can't wait to open up the next window on the Advent calendar. So this Advent, look up to God. Give hope by showing care for those who are in need. Give peace by turning the other cheek if you're provoked. Give love by hugging someone who is sad or tired. And give joy by encouraging and helping someone, by showing them that you care, but that God cares too. And I close with a story of a little boy who was very aware of this message of Advent. There was once a little boy who wanted to meet God. He knew it was a long trip to where God lived, so he packed his suitcase with cakes and lemonade, and he set off on his journey. When he'd gone just a short way, he met an old woman. She was sitting in the park just staring at pigeons. The boy sat down next to her and opened his suitcase. He was about to take a drink from his lemonade when he noticed that the old lady looked quite hungry, so he offered her a cake. She gratefully accepted it and she smiled at him. Her smile was so pretty that he just wanted to see it again, so he offered her some lemonade. Once again, she smiled at him. The boy was delighted. They sat there all afternoon, eating and smiling, but they never said a word. As it grew dark, the boy realised how tired he was, and he got up to leave. But before he'd gone more than a few steps, he turned round, ran back to that old woman, and gave her a big hug. And she gave him the biggest smile ever. When the boy opened the door to his house a short while later, his mother was surprised by the look of joy on his face. "What did you do today that made you so happy?" "Oh," he said, "I had lunch with God." Before his mother could respond, he added, "And do you know what? She's got the most beautiful smile that I have ever seen." Meanwhile, the old woman, also radiant with joy, returned to her home. Her son looked stunned at the look of peace on her face, and he asked, "Mother, what did you do today that makes you so happy?" She replied, "I ate cakes in the park with God." And before her son responded, she added, "Do you know, he's much younger than I expected." Amen.
Thank you, Annette. We'll sing again now. So our third hymn is number 297, "Jesu, Lover of My Soul." We stand to sing.
Our Father, near our waters,
like to sit or kneel, Ali will now lead us in our intercessions.
The response we've got today is, I will say Maranatha, and you will respond, Come Lord Jesus. Holy and mighty God, we long for you and your love. Fill your church with your grace and goodness, that we may grow in holiness and hospitality, that we may reach out in mission and in love, that we may reveal your light and your glory. Lord, make us active in service and joyful in praise. Lord, show us your way and teach us your paths. Maranatha, come Lord Jesus. In this advent of expectation, draw us together in unity, that our praise and worship might echo in these walls and also through our lives. Maranatha, come Lord Jesus. In this advent of expectation, draw us together in mission, that the hope within us might be the song we sing and the melody of our lives. Maranatha, come Lord Jesus. In this advent of expectation, draw us together in service, that the path we follow might lead us from a stable to a glimpse of eternity. Maranatha, come Lord Jesus. We thank you that you are the God of hope, and as we look around at our world today, help us not to look at all our problems and difficulties and what we do not have, but rather to look up to you and remember that you are an ever-present help in time of trouble, and we have so much to be grateful for. So keep looking up. Thank you for the beauty of autumn and all the delight in the countryside around us. Thank you for our families and friends and the joy they bring us. We ask your blessing on Zoe and Sam, who will be getting married on Saturday, and pray that you would guide them as they journey through life together. We also remember the family and friends of John Meppam, whose funeral is on Friday. Please comfort them with your love and presence at this difficult time. And we take a moment to remember any others we know who are struggling in any way, and ask that they would know your healing presence today. Maranatha, come Lord Jesus. So let us close with the words of the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Time now to affirm our faith in the words of our creed. So if you would please stand. So let us declare our faith in God. We believe in God the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named. We believe in God the Son, who lives in our hearts through faith and fills us with his love. We believe in God the Holy Spirit, who strengthens us with power from on high. We believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. So as we're standing, we can sing our final hymn, which is number 530, The God of Abraham Prays. And we will sing the first two verses, and then verses 6, 7, and 8. So we close our worship with this blessing. God of glory, by the raising of your Son, you have broken the chains of death and hell. Fill your church with faith and hope. For a new day has dawned, and the way to life stands open in our Saviour Jesus Christ. And so may the Father who loves you, the Son who sends you, the Spirit who empowers you, be with you and bless you, wherever you are, whatever you do, whoever you're with, to his praise and glory, this day and always. Amen. So go in peace to love and to serve the Lord. In the name of Christ.